Nachas chapter 2 Mishnah 5. A pigal bekoimetz velo belavoine. If he rendered pigal during the handful, but not during the frankincense. So remember, the handful and the frankincense were the materim, were the things that allowed the rest of the offering. So what happens if he only had a pigal intention with the handful, but not with the frankincense? Belavoine velo bekoimetz, or the other way around, with the frankincense and not with the koimetz. So only one of the two. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says pigal v'cham alav kares. He says doesn't matter, even though it was only one of the two, it's still pigal and it's iso kares if you go and eat anything afterwards. V'chami Omer, the rabbi says ein bo kares ad shi'falag is kol hamatir. It's not an isur kares until you have a pigal intention with the whole matir, means both of them. Only when you have a pigal intention when you're doing both of them, that's the only time that pigal applies. Moedim chachamim l'Rabbi Meir b'minchas choyte. But the rabbis agree with Rabbi Meir for the minchas choyte, the mincha of the sinner, or b'minchas knas, and with the mincha of the soita, right? Because these two offerings don't have frankincense. So there, obviously, the rabbis agree with Rabbi Meir. Right? I mean, the Gemara goes into why you actually need this clause in the Mishnah, because it's actually obvious. Mishim pigal b'komets, because if you do pigal with the komets, shu pigal chvecham alav kares, then kares would apply, because that's all there was. There was only the komets, there wasn't enough frankincense. So, okay. Shah kometsu a matter, because the komets is the matter. Shachat echad min hakavasim. Next case, if one shechts one of the two lambs of Shavuot, lechol shtei chalos lemachar, in order to eat both of the loaves tomorrow. So over here, he's shechting one of the lambs. Remember, there were two lambs and two breads. So he shechts one of the lambs with the intention to eat both of the loaves the next day. Hikter echad min habazichim, or he burns up one of the two spoonfuls, the two spoonfuls that were brought with the showbreads. Right? He burns up one of those two spoonfuls, lechol shnei sedarim lemacher, but with intention to eat all of the showbreads the next day. Rabbi Meir Omer pigal v'cham alav kares, he says that creates an iser pigal situation. V'chachomim omrim ein pigal, they say that is not an iser pigal. Ad she'falag es kol hamater, until you have a pigal intention with the whole matter. Right? What's the whole matter? Both lambs or both spoons that were offered up over there. Shachat echad min hakvasim, if you shecht one of the lambs, lechol mimenu lemachar, and you have the intention to eat from that lamb the next day, who pigal? That lamb is pigal, v'chaveru kasha, but the other lamb is kosher. Right? The other lamb is kosher. Lechol mechaveru lemachar, but if you shecht the one lamb with intention to eat from the other lamb the next day, shnam kasharim, then they are both kosher. Now his intention doesn't help at all, because you're shechting this lamb with intention to eat that lamb tomorrow, but you're not shechting that lamb now. So an incorrect intention on this lamb, doesn't work on... Right.